the decision brings to a close this controversy that has raged in the courts and in the legislatures for now 25 years by finding that there is a constitutional right of same-sex couples to marry that will apply to the entire country. And barring a constitutional amendment, which is not likely at all, this will end that issue.
Were you at all surprised by the ruling?
Well, I wasn't surprised. So many people have predicted that the court would rule this way, partly because they had stayed their hand and allowed so many lower courts to order states to begin issuing marriage licenses, that it would have been quite chaotic to reach the opposite decision. It would throw into doubt all the marriages that had been allowed under those lower court orders in so many other states. So it just seemed odd to me that they would have let things go this far if they weren't prepared to go all the way. And they've been progressively moving toward this over the last 15 or 20 years with a series of decisions, and this was the final logical step. And it's the same justices who decided the other cases, so it's not really very surprising.
What was the mood in the court when the decision was unveiled?
Well, I was outside the court in front, so I wasn't in the courtroom to see that reaction. But outside, there the supporters of same-sex marriage vastly outnumbered the opponents, and there was cheering, there was singing of patriotic songs, there was hugging and crying, just as you would have expected to see.
What happens now? Some of the lower courts are still tackling similar cases and similar issues, correct?
Yes. There are some litigation, some cases that are still in litigation in lower courts. What will happen now? Well, what happens now is the law is that bans on same-sex marriage are unconstitutional. The U.S. Supreme Court has spoken. They have the final say on what the U.S. Constitution means. So anyone giving legal advice, attorney generals in those states, for example, should say to the person seeking the legal advice, this is the law of the land. It is unconstitutional to deny these marriage licenses. So hopefully there will be voluntary compliance with this. If there's not voluntary compliance, if there is resistance, then plaintiffs may have to go into court and get court orders. But that should not be a drawn-out process because the U.S. Supreme Court has now spoken. There's really no more open question here, so it should proceed fairly quickly.
I know it's just after the decision. There hasn't been time really to think about it yet, but just in this moment, where would you place this decision in terms of its historical import?
It's obviously one of the landmark decisions because of the subject matter, highly contentious political issue, and yet another extension of the nation's tradition of equality to include another group. And so it will be a landmark decision. That having been said, the opinion itself does not include the kinds of reasoning that would allow it to have much ramification beyond this issue. So it doesn't, for example, declare that all laws that discriminate against gays and lesbians are presumptively unconstitutional. The court didn't use a broad kind of reasoning, so it's not going to have the impact beyond this particular issue much, but it's still, because of the subject matter itself, going to be a landmark case.